WAMW News, news you want, people you know. News on the WAMW local news podcast. I'm Jake Foster at the Dutch Pantry Deli and Bakery Newsroom. The North Davies Craft Show set for this Saturday, the 14th, has been canceled. Again, the North Davies Craft Show set for this Saturday has been canceled. Leaf removal in Washington begins this Monday, November 16th. Crews will start in Area 1. Every year there was a little confusion as to how it is done. The first two rounds will be on the street. The third round will be in the alleys. The street department typically does more on the street than two rounds, but they normally wait to make that determination based on the many factors that make up leaves falling. All rounds will be done with routes driven in maintenance areas, not by call-in pickup like limbs. Extra fallen leaves, ones crews may have missed, will be done on a call-in basis after the routes are done. The street department tells residents to avoid placing leaves on the street or sidewalk. The Davies County Council met on Thursday for their monthly meeting. They reviewed a request from Sheriff Gary Allison to install an RTC phone system in the jail. The switch would cost around $36,000, but would allow the jail to be on the same phone system as the rest of the county. The council approved the request. Much of the meeting was spent discussing a funding request from Davies County Prosecutor Dan Murray for Adult Protective Services. Adult Protective Services is an agency that investigates abused or neglected adult cases in the older population. Murray was requesting $55,000 to cover the employees' benefits packages until he could resubmit a budget to the state in June. There was much discussion about using CARES Act dollars, but by the end of the discussion, the council agreed they would fund the $55,000 from one of the county funds if the request did not meet the requirements for the CARES Act money. The council also approved the 2021 county council calendar and agreed to review the 2021 council appointments. At the end of the meeting, the council approved several appropriations totaling over $251,000. Longtime resident, teacher, and fellow WAMW newsman is celebrating a milestone this year. Don Spillman has begun his 50th year as announcer at the Hatchet House. Don stopped in to talk with us on Tuesday and told us how he got started.
Yeah, I started doing this the second year I taught school. I started teaching school in 1970-71. In 71-72, which was my first year. It's easy to remember because the first year started with a one. You know, I'm not good at math. I was a history teacher. They needed some help, and they got a hold of the rookie teacher and said, could you do it? And I've been there ever since.
Don began his 50th year as announcer Tuesday night at the Hatchet House, where the Lady Hatchets hosted South Knox. A Michigan woman was arrested on Wednesday night after driving the wrong way on I-69. Around 7:20 Wednesday night, police received several calls that the driver of a 2009 Mercury was driving the wrong way on I-69. The woman, 50-year-old Patricia Vanderhoff of Grand Rapids, Missouri, also sideswiped a Jeep while driving the wrong way near the 42.8-mile marker. The Jeep sustained damage to the driver's side and sent the driver, a 65-year-old Washington woman, to the hospital. She was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police say Vanderhoff was trying to drive from Louisville to Indianapolis and that she showed signs of impairment. A Pike County Sheriff's Department K-9 unit alerted officers to the presence of narcotics in the vehicle. Upon search, police found nearly 40 Xanax pills and another plastic bag of pills. The woman was arrested and charged with operating while intoxicated, with refusal, causing injury, and possession of controlled substance. She is currently being held in the Pike County Jail on bond. Craft distilleries across the state could be in for a tough time next year unless Congress takes action. In 2017, the federal government passed the Craft Beverage Modernization and Tax Reform Act, which significantly lowered excise tax on craft beer, wine, and distilled spirits. But the law expires on January 1, 2021. That could be a crushing blow to many craft beverage makers in Indiana, especially with the coronavirus pandemic to consider on top of that. And are you staying home for Thanksgiving? You're not alone, says AAA. AAA reports that fewer Americans will be traveling this Thanksgiving due to the coronavirus pandemic. The agency expects about 50 million Americans to travel for Thanksgiving. However, with rising COVID-19 case numbers and renewed quarantine restrictions, AAA anticipates the number of holiday travelers could be even lower. Arrest report. 55-year-old Dimple J. Gray of Washington was arrested on Thursday and charged with a petition to revoke a suspended sentence. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center. No bond was set. And 21-year-old Brian L. Miles of Evansville was arrested on Thursday and charged with carrying a handgun without a license, theft of a firearm, theft, and possession of a controlled substance. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center. Bond was set at $7,500. Obituaries. Jeanette Pielmeyer passed away on Thursday. A private burial will be held at Goodwill Cemetery. Jeanette Pielmeyer was 82. And Robert Timmons of Vincennes passed away on November 7th. Graveside services will be held at 2 p.m. Monday, November 16th at Memorial Park Cemetery. Robert Timmons was 60. And that's news on WAMW.